Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The podcast critics have spoken.
Has this guy ever actually interviewed anyone before?
And?
Wow, that was long.
And?
I don't have time to listen. Very busy.
Sounds like this podcast isn't winning any awards anytime soon.
He did win an award in 2011.
Stop living in the past. What else with Corey Mann? Wherever podcasts are sold.
Isn't it free?
Part of the Studio DNA Podcast Network.
So I'm wearing a new deodorant today. You're welcome.
Well, don't talk to me. I have never.
You've never
either
sniffed
I've
my
never
nast?
Either sniffed you or.
That's so funny. Like when you say it like that.
No, I mean like in the air. I don't mean
like a dog.
Purposefully. Or I have never, if I have, I've never found anything offensive. So,
yeah.
Like, I've never noticed your scent.
Well, I know that some deodorants are, like, not supposed to be good for you because mm-hmm. they sort of clog your pores rather than let you sweat, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And so I stopped wearing deodorant, and when you do that, you do start to smell different. And at the same time, I decided to experiment with not shaving my armpits. So mm-hmm. that changes your smell, too, because then there's, like, hair that's just hanging out with odor, I guess.
Well, yeah, no, the hair holds the odor in
a little bit. Yeah,
just
stays in there
sure,
and stuff.
Yeah.
So then I'm, like really self-conscious about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So then I found a new deodorant. And this one is supposed to, and I quote, paralyze the bacteria. So you can still sweat, and technically it still smells, but the bacteria is paralyzed, so it doesn't release its odor.
Mm. Sounds very... very medieval.
Yeah.
Very torturous.
No, it's not torturous. Well, learning a new deodorant can feel torturous.
No, I mean to the bacteria.
Oh, we don't care
about
bacteria.
Can you imagine being the bacteria?
They're
living things.
Do they have brains?
No.
Do they have family?
Is brains and family, is that your is that your requirement?
Well, I eat meat, so no.
Well, you can have a different requirement for things that are killed with a purpose
mm-hmm.
versus torturing something. Like that's
well, but some of those animals, pretty much, it's just torture.
Well, sure, and you can be against the torture of those animals and still eat meat, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like that is,
and you can still like bacteria too. I don't know what we're saying anymore. I was just trying to tell you that I'm wearing a new deodorant now. And apparently doesn't matter to you at all anyway.
It doesn't. But I'm glad that you feel better. That matters to me.
Hey, how about I tell you something else random?
Okay.
I was listening to a podcast on the way into work.
Just going to own story time today before we get to New Music Digest.
I didn't even know we were recording our show right now.
Of course you didn't. But go ahead.
And I was listening to this podcast, and it's like about basically like... That was me rewinding. So I was listening to a podcast, and the show is kind of about like health in general, just interesting things with health. And the host opens it up with like something he's reading about or a fact or some study that's just recently been released. So
Okay. This
wasn't the topic of the entire podcast. This was sort of a, hey, this study just came out. I find it interesting.
Okay.
So... because I just listened to it and I didn't absorb the information, and probably because my brain doesn't work correctly. More on that here in just a second. I don't remember who did the study, but it was like the big colleges, like the big research colleges and companies and stuff are able to study how the internet is changing our brains.
Yeah.
And one of the... So they're looking at brain activity pre-internet, smartphone technology,
sure.
and then post. And essentially, we're messing up our brains in that we have so many different feeds of mm-hmm. information coming at us
yep.
that we literally cannot remember as well anymore.
It's the, you know how we've talked about the walking through a door effect?
all the time.
It's all the time. It's every 5 seconds you walk through another door. And so your brain releases that because it's ready to mm-hmm. capture the new thing.
Yep.
You said messing up our brains. I think we're evolving our brains. And I think it's a positive thing. I think eventually.
But what if we don't remember anything?
Well, I mean, you have to ask what the purpose is, right? Like, what's the priority? If the priority is to...
I think there's a way for technology to work for you, which is probably where you're going.
Yes.
But most consumers, and this is kind of what the host was alluding to in a way, he was like, he doesn't have any notifications on his phone at all.
Yeah.
For any social media.
I totally get that.
Or even emails for work mm-hmm. or phone or even text messages or anything. Because
then he decides
when
to interact with that stuff,
which helps your brain to retain information, to keep sequences and plan like, oh, I need to check my messages and see who's messaged me. But mm-hmm. if it's an emergency, somebody will call you or something, you know, just kind of putting those. And we do this when we take social media breaks, where you have that panic of, if something major happens, I'll find out about it. Someone can contact me.
I know for a fact, if I'm going to write something, I have to do it in a completely new browser with no other tabs. And so I start, you know, a completely blank thing, and I cannot close that browser or I'm gone.
Yes.
So like I'm learning these things in place where if I need to do something, you know, I subtract those
distractions
because they are not only a distraction from what I should be doing, they actually steal my mental ability to do the thing that I should be doing.
Not just short term. Now their research is showing it's a long term thing.
Yes.
And so, yeah, the brain might be able to shift and evolve, and our culture might shift and evolve to shorter time frame. But, you know, as we get older, like in my family, Alzheimer's runs and things like that runs in the family already. And so I'm already worried about losing my mental facility. And the fact that I can't remember words. I know that there's mom brain, and there's a reason that I'm making a lot of decisions more than I've ever had to make for another person in my family.
Yeah.
So my brain space is already kind of like crazed.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I want to be getting smarter about how I'm using my brain so that I can hopefully retain important information as time goes on and have conversations that make sense for our shows and just life and people. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know. I don't want to just sit there and be like, what is that thing called again? Oh, it's a dryer. You know, like, anyway.
But in those moments, you're training yourself. In those moments, you're training yourself how to do better at those things.
I hope so, because then I just go to Google and I'm like, you know, what is the machine that makes my clothes not wet?
It is not a completely sci-fi idea that, you know, 20 years from now, Google will be accessed in the way that we access our memories. In other words, the information of the universe, the world, will be accessible to us by just thinking about it. And we won't even have to type anything into a machine or whatever.
I know. As time goes on, I really like get into this whole AI groove with you. But then you say stuff sometimes and I'm just like, what the heck is wrong with you? That's not okay. I'm excited that I turned off the notifications on my phone today.
But how is that different?
Let's let a computer think for me.
How would external memory or even biological internal memory, if you install a hard drive into yourself or something like that, how is that different than your brain? How is that different than you trying to recall this name in this? I'm going to use movies as an example because that's where I forget names all the time because there's so many of these actors and actresses that I'm keeping track of. How is that different if I have some sort of internal, external memory besides my brain mm-hmm. that pulls that information for me to my mind?
Okay, here's what it is for me. It's then what are you choosing to spend your time on? So if you're going to...
Right, you get to prioritize the important things.
Right, which I hope is people, real relationships.
Right.
Making memories, spending time with your child, taking them to the ballpark.
Yeah.
You know, making sure that things are okay in your household. Making sure your budget's in order. Do you have gas? Do you have a plan if all of a sudden the economy crashes? Like, those are the things
we should...
You
mean when the economy crashes?
Yes, when the economy crashes.
There's never been an economy in the history of this world that hasn't crashed, just so you know.
I'm like, Justin, it's not the best time to think about moving. Maybe we should just kind of
And do you know why?
Bury in a little bit.
Do you know why there's never been an economy that hasn't crashed? Because it's all made up, everybody. Every single economy matrix. Is just something we all just blindly agree on. It's all nonsense.
See?
Every last bit of it.
This random bit of knowledge turned into a great conversation. Much better than my deodorant.
Well, you want to shoe a dough?
Let's shoe a dough. So today we're going to be doing new music digest, thanks to our lovely producer, Chef BDG, for sending in today's delicious music.
So how this works is, Danae and I haven't listened to any of this music before, or if we have, we didn't know, you know, this was, we have our own musical taste that sometimes we will listen to, but we will hear this together, chat about it, and all of us together will experience this music for the first time. We'll do the first three songs from three different albums.
But just a little bit of them.
Yeah, just a little taste. Flavor. Just have a little taste. It's like a tasting menu. Have you ever done a tasting menu?
I love donuts.
A tasting menu at a bakery would be amazing.
Can we call it tapas?
Tapas?
Tapas.
You mean T-A-P-A-S?
Yeah.
Tapas.
Tapas. Pass? Tapas?
Tapas.
Tapas. Topaz.
Why would we call it that?
Because it kind of is little bite-sized mm-hmm. versions.
Sure. Okay. Fair enough. Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever. Who cares?
Tapas.
Who cares? Guys, it's just a little bit of the song, is what we're saying.
And then we'll pick which album we want to hear the fourth song from towards the end. So thank you, Chef BDG, for producing this for us. We're going to get into it. We have got... Usually, Danae has studied the albums of the week, but I don't know that you've actually done any of that studying. See how beneficial it would be just to have that like right in your brain without having to go to an outside source?
Mm-hmm, maybe. Yes. I did a little bit, but I just didn't bring my laptop today. So
that's what I was seeing.
I'm working off my phone, which makes you nervous because how many things are on this phone that are exciting for me?
Yeah, no,
including
you're
a brand new game that I'm trying out.
In this very moment.
It's called Lumino City.
All right, let's get into it. Our first
game? Okay, yeah.
No, Danae. No. You're never allowed to work off your phone again. Please bring your laptop. This is from a band that's been around a long time. Skillet has a new album out called Victorious. And so we're going to take a listen to the first three tracks, a little bit of the first three tracks, and kind of give our thoughts. Since it's a band that's been out a while, and I think we're both familiar with, what is your feeling on Skillet been in the past? You know, that kind of thing.
You know, Skillet's one of those that when I first heard him, I was like, I don't know that I care about this too much, but they don't go away. They just keep making,
right?
And the more that I listen to it, the more I appreciate that they make good music. It sounds like Skillet. They have a very specific sound, but they're old, you know, they've been around for a long time. They're probably like,
I mean, they're not like Rolling Stones old,
like 23. But... That's just ancient.
Well, and they've changed band members here or there.
Yeah. But their sound has stayed the same and their style has stayed the same. And they've been, so they're a Christian band and they've been like...
I mean, you say that, but they tour at, you know, mm-hmm. metal festivals and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But that's what I was saying is that their style of music in the Christian realm is one that's not, it's definitely not the normal kind of like mm-hmm. worshipy contemporary.
Although they've done a worship album, like, you know, it's definitely something they've done.
Well, the ones that I know is all I'm really kind of talking. The way that I know Skillet is when I've seen them, when we worked at the radio station and we went to a couple concerts, they're mm-hmm. the ones that had the fire on the stage because they're the wild people.
Well, and it's, I think the other thing that distinguishes them is their marriage, for one. You know, it's kind of interesting to see a married couple lead a band like that. And then also they've always had a female drummer, which I love. Even when they've changed drummers, it's just they find this incredible talent, and I just love the fact that the diversity, the gender diversity in their band, is really cool to me. So, that's something I've always recognized about them too.
So I kind of feel like I know what to expect here, but I don't mind listening.
All right, here's Legendary is the very first song, and sounds like this. There's the crunchy guitars.
Yep.
It's produced very well.
I was going to say I'm really liking this so far.
leaves adrenaline.
He's definitely got a distinctive voice.
Stop to the top.
Kind of is progressing through. It's interesting because there's different textures and tones to the music, but it fits. It all works together. Like even that legendary or whatever at the beginning,
yeah,
fits in the song, even though it's kind of almost a like a hip hop electronica thing that people do. I don't know.
I was feeling like puzzle pieces where it's like, this part of the puzzle maybe is a little bit less interesting to me, but it still fits in.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
The effect that's on her voice has always kind of been confusing to me.
Oh, what is? What do you mean?
I don't know. Let's listen to the second one though, because I'm kind of curious if we'll hear more of her. I'm always want to hear more of her.
Well, she has songs that she solos
on. Well, let's listen to one.
Well, I can't control what the first three songs are.
Okay, this one's called You Ain't Ready.
Leave me alone. You ain't ready. Hey, that's the title of the song. You ain't ready for me. So, always start your song off with saying the title 8 times in a row.
Yep.
A little bit of love. A little bit of grief, a little bit of pain.
So that's so weird. I'm like,
it's the shift.
Yeah, the shift is weird. It's almost there's a weird like early 90s vibe to these verses. But the guitars are very much crunchy metal guitars.
That was nice. Kill me, makes me who I am.
I don't think this style of guitar artistry is appreciated enough.
No, like I totally agree with you on that.
The metal, Metallica, you know, that like there's just those power chords are really cool.
Band recommendation if you love this stuff is Paralandra.
Yeah.
They're really good. I feel like I got what I got out of this one.
Yeah, I think
let's
you're right.
go on to Victorious. Right. Is it Victorious? Yes! Exclamation point, or is that just part of the notes from this menu?
They haven't told anybody. It's kind of Victoria's Secret.
Wow. Wow.
It's so
That's
bad.
Special.
It's so good.
That's special.
All right, here it is. Oh.
Oh, no.
Some strings.
Yeah, it's Victorious, and then his notes are, yes, strings.
That's what I just said. Yeah, they've done stuff with strings before. They get it.
Strings have an interesting way of building such a beautiful element to a song. I think about Evanescence and just these, you know, like where there's just this whole orchestral part to a song that merges, you know,
metal
with
strings. If you haven't been to
see
a live orchestra ever or even recently, do yourself a favor. Find your local live orchestra or one near you and go. It's incredible to hear it live.
The atmosphere live is so, because you can feel the music so different. I don't know, it's so powerful.
So I went to Weird Al recently, right? And he had a full. Is she doing both parts?
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was wondering if she was doing both parts. Yeah, anyway, she traveled with a full orchestra, and they, like, did the opening stuff. They did, like, 3 or 4 pieces, and I was just, it blew me away.
Okay, I'm liking this one. Something about the harmonies, the layering.
The layering's great, and it's a call and response, which is really fun with them. The title track, so.
Oh.
Got your O-O's.
Is there ever a song without any O-O's anymore?
Yeah, sure. Sure, there are plenty. Well, there you go.
I kind of feel bad that we talked through a little bit about that one, because I actually wanted to listen to that one a little more, which is cool. That's the first time that happened for me on the album. That was Skillet.
Did you not like the other songs on the album? Or
it's not that I didn't like it. It's kind of like, you know, sometimes you go into a house and there's just a wallpaper pattern that you wouldn't choose. Like, it's okay because it's the pattern that the people like, and it's just like, it's not your vibe. Their wallpaper pattern is not one that I want to spend a ton of time with.
Interior design.
I don't know. It just popped into my head.
Compared to music. No, it works.
Does it?
It does. Okay. Sure. I don't know this next band.
I don't either.
Caravan Palace is the name of the artist, and the new album's called Chronologic.
According to the menu from Chef BDG, he opens up by saying, I don't really know anything about Caravan Palace. So, once again, Aaron and BDG, probably the same person.
It might be. The first song's called Miracle. You want to hear it?
I do. And while you do that, I'm going to read some of the adjectives that are included on Chef BDG's menu to describe Caravan Palace.
Oh, you mean you're going to read them in your mind or out loud?
I'm going to read them out loud.
Okay. Mm-hmm. While the song is playing?
Just, yeah, randomly.
All right. I'll play the song now then.
I kind of have a plan. This is called Miracle, right?
Yes.
Okay.
How do you say that word?
Miracle.
Okay.
Miracle?
That's what some people say.
Some people are wrong.
Ooh, I like it. A little disco. Ooh,
yeah.
That's got
a
groove.
Like John Stevens a little, right? Is that it?
Feel the pain, see the mess and trouble in your brain. Anger you retain, pressure rocks you like a hurricane.
Yes.
It's time for you to jump into the next train. Change of hand, make a stand. I can see your heart change. Wake up, no more nap, your turn is coming up. You feel lazy, but stop the fantasies and bubble dust. If you need to hear, go for it. I will teach you how to feel the things so close to you, connected. Oh.
Well, I'm having a good time. My plan has just gone out the window.
It's poppy in a way that is almost childlike. There's a childlike poppiness to it. It's almost Sesame Street in some ways.
The band that I'm thinking of.
Oh, that's some fun vocalizing. And the is that a guitar? Is that a stringed instrument?
I don't know.
Whatever that effect on there is really fun.
I'm thinking of Pomplamoose. They remind me of Pomplamoose.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Would you show your head? Would you text me from your rest bed? Running from the dead in the battle of...
We're going to end up listening to every second of every song.
Hey, I did it. He mentioned Soup John Stevens on the menu.
Nicely
I finally
done.
Did.
Yay. Danae is
I'm so happy
Chef
with
BDG.
Myself right now. Here's
wow,
some more adjectives.
I really dig that song. That was a lot of fun.
Hedonistic was in their bio description.
Okay, fair enough.
Along with vintage, euphoric, rip-roaring, rapturous, and decadent.
You know, maybe I wasn't listening to the lyrics enough to hear the decadent part.
Well, we'll see.
But I definitely heard the rest of it.
So that was really interesting. This song is called About You, and it features Charles X, in case that's in something you want
to know. Man, there must be a lot of Charles to get all the way down to X.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of Charles to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Hey, we're in the Roaring Twenties, which we almost are, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We really are. I'm going to do a finger weave.
With cash and wills.
No, I'm not. Those are too complicated. What am I saying?
I don't give a damn. Don't give a damn about you. You'll never know how to deal with me. Big trouble ain't subtle when I hit the spot.
So this is kind of the style to expect, I guess. That's sort of like bop, bop, bop.
Yeah. It's like a... Oh.
Still will you love me?
Okay.
Let me over.
This must be Charles X. Your high heels take me higher. Now we're getting into the decadence. No, but it does have that, what's it like Great Gatsby? There's like a Gatsby feel to it.
That's just fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to do a silly dance around the house. You know, like, this seems like
does the it involve
perfect
the Charleston?
Music to like some weird meme where you just got people. Uh-huh. This is a TikTok theme, right? This is TikTok. Okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. Fun is the right word.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of fun going on here.
Okay. So next up is Moonshine.
That's the name of the song.
Moonshine, which apparently, according to the menu, goes in another direction entirely.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
Let's hear it. Yep.
This is going in another direction entirely.
Oh.
It's still got that
that fast,
that hop to it.
Yeah. Like a bubbly river.
Mm-hmm. And I can't tell if that's a loop or actual live guitar.
I'm going to guess loop.
I think it's a loop.
It's interesting to have such a slow lyric with really upbeat, like sort of fast tempo.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of calming in a way, where if he was doing the same kind of as the first and second song, where it was just these fast paced lyrics on top of the music in the background, I think I'd be like needing to just take a break.
We've got the children's chorus in the background now.
Interesting.
It is not my favorite of the three. It is my least favorite of the three, but it's still, you know, listenable.
It's very unique.
It's not something I would be listening to this album and go, ugh, next, you know, like...
The loop is bugging me a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there is a different pacing and there's different elements coming in, like even right now.
Woodwinds coming in now.
Of course, why not?
Some flutes.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think I'm ready.
Mm.
That was...
There's an interesting
transition there.
Yeah.
All right. So that was a surprising Caravan Palace.
Caravan Palace is the name. Do you know anything about the band? Like the members of the band? How many?
Yes, I do. Do you want me to tell you all about it?
I would love
it?
To know just a little bit more about them as a band. Are they fairly recent? I'm imagining, because I haven't heard of them, that they're a fairly new band.
Is a French electronic music band based in Paris.
That tracks. That scans.
Yeah, so that's kind of part of it. Now, there are pictures that I was looking at, and there's quite a few band members, too, which makes sense since there's so much music element kind of coming in and going on. So they've been together since 2008, so that's quite a long time. There are 6 different members. I'm not going to tell you their names because you're going to forget them anyway. And just go Wikipedia them.
Yeah.
They originally formed as a 3-piece when they were recruited to compromise part of a soundtrack for a silent film.
Oh.
So then there was some MySpace, and then there's some jazz festivals and...
Same old story.
You know,
some MySpace and jazz festivals. And then the rest is history.
This particular album was released on the 30th of August this year. So this is their kind of most recent one. But they've been doing this for a long time. And I think that's kind of what I was hearing in a way, is it's like a real interesting confidence in playing with their music. There are 3 vocalists. So we were hearing Zoe Colodes, Arnaud Vial, and Hugo Payen. Or okay. Hugues Payen.
Well, there's probably some French pronunciation.
Here's all the different instruments. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Okay.
Guitar. Like every instrument in existence, or all the instruments they play?
This is the ones that are referenced from that they play. Guitar, violin, baritone, saxophone, clarinet, double bass, and then electronics, trombone, and the vibraphone.
The vibraphone.
So I think that might have been one of the things we were listening to.
Yeah. I usually set my phone to vibraphone.
Me too.
If I don't want.
I'm a I know how to use the vibraphone.
Before we head on to our third album.
Hey, we want to make sure to thank you guys so much for your support on Patreon. Listen, we don't have
a
specific show Patreon. We just have one for our network. So Shoe the Dough launched a network. We help other people. We help other people manage their podcast and kind of give them a platform and help them kind of know what it takes to keep going. So we have several that have joined on to our network. And so if you go to patreon.com/studioDNA, all one word, you can support the network at $3 a month. You can see all the other shows that are on the network, which you can go give a shout out to other shows, go start listening and downloading. And when you give at $3 a month, you get 1 universal feed for all of the different shows on the network.
We try to keep it pretty simple. If you like what we do and you want to support it and you want to be a Studio DNA/Shoe the Dough member, It's $3 a month, and you can go do that at patreon.com/studioDNA.
And a huge thanks to all of you who do. We really appreciate you.
It is mind-blowingly humbling and incredible, so thank you. On to our third album today. Have you looked at who the third album is?
Yeah, but I don't know why that's exciting.
Oh, I thought, am I wrong? I thought you didn't like The Rocket Summer.
I don't remember. Did I block them?
Oh, did you?
I might have.
Was it somebody else? I thought it was The Rocket Summer.
Okay.
Who you felt like was so sunshine and rainbows.
Oh, no.
And everything was, you know. It may have been another band, though. It may have been, because there's two. I always get them confused. But anyways, let's listen. And no, this is good.
I'm nervous.
No, this is good, because now you have a fresh start, even if it was.
Okay.
So the album's called Sweet Shivers, and the first song is called Morning Light. So let's check it out.
Okay. I hate it.
Oh, he just plugged in.
You know,
you probably should plug in before the song starts.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Morning light, get your sight, get your mind on to pretty thinking. See the trees, swaying trees, falling leaves, everything's nice and got you feeling that you could finally know something beautiful.
I like the flow of the musicality, like
the noise, then the boys coming. I like that he's singing low.
Yeah.
You are not.
I like it.
No, it's great. I love The Rocket Summer.
I'm not having a bad time.
Good.
What about you?
I love it. I forget who the Rocket Summer is.
His name is Bryce Avery.
Yes, Bryce Avery. I'm a huge Bryce Avery fan. I think he's supremely intelligent and talented. I was surprised he didn't blow up any more than he did. I think he had one hit single way back in the day that kind of blew up. And then I haven't heard from him in forever, so...
Well, let's go on to the next one. This one's called Shatter. Shatter Us.
Shatter Us?
It sounded weird when I said it the first time, so I was trying to give better context. Two words. First is shatter. Second is...
Is that a Harry Potter spell?
Shatter Us. So I'm excited to hear this one. And then I'll tell you a little bit more about the artist if you want to know.
All right, so we'll go on to the second song, which is...
Shatter Us.
Oh, I thought it was the title track. It is not the title track.
No, this is called Shatter Us.
Got it.
Or Illumino Shatter Us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice style.
It's got a little beatboxing going on in there.
Yeah.
Blacktop alone, thunderous silence, pick up the phone, make my life, what you know about me?
He's got an interesting whispery voice.
Mm-hmm.
What you know about me? I wonder ever do you feel like you're shattering everything.
Okay, so the last time he did an album was 2016, and then before that, 2012.
It was the 2012 album.
The Life Will Write the Words album, I think. That's what it's called.
Was it 2012?
There's,
I already moved here in 2012. I was listening to The Rocket Summer in 2007.
Okay, so that was Do You Feel?
Yes. That was my jam.
That was your jam?
He became famous on social media. He was one of the first examples I can remember of somebody who blew up
from his
MySpace page or his, you know, whatever.
So... I don't remember if we listened to this person before, so maybe he bothered me on a different... I don't know.
But. No, it's not him. I just can't remember the name. I will remember it, and you will immediately gag. So
so excited about that.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the one guy that played on Boost?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that guy. Now I can't think of his name and I don't want to, but I heard him on the radio recently. I was like, I need to give this guy a try. Like, I can't just hate everything he does.
I like this, but I'm not like falling in love with it.
I'm not either. Not yet.
Right.
I'm impressed.
Yes, exactly.
But I'm impressed because he writes and produces every song on his record and plays every instrument. Yes.
Yeah, and that was always Bryce's. That's when I said he's incredibly talented and that kind of, like, that's always like,
that's
been his thing.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So let's hear what Blankets sounds like. This is the third song. Into it, like I want to be,
right?
But I'm not.
Yeah, it's not blowing me away.
His talent is obvious, mm-hmm. but there's just something about it that I'm not really connecting with yet. So,
no, I agree.
I like it. It's great. It's okay.
I totally agree.
It's just not drawing me in. So, that is the third album that we're going to be listening to today. That was...
Can I play his old stuff for you?
Rocket Summer. Yeah, of course. This is our show. We can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want, right? Because mm-hmm. I can't remember what the song was that I fell in love with. What album did you say it was?
From 2007.
Yeah, like way back in the day.
Do You Feel was the name of the album.
Yeah, I can't remember what song it was, but...
Let's see if there's...
No, 2005.
Okay.
Hello, Good Friend.
Hello, Good Friend.
Yes, was the name of the album that I used to listen to. And I cannot remember what the song that I fell in love with was. But man, if there's something to go back and listen to, was that 14 years ago?
How about Heart Seekers? Nope.
14 years ago. That's pretty incredible. Yeah, let's listen to just a little bit of the first track and see if it brings back memories.
So we try and try all of our lives.
See, this is the Rocket Summer I remember, where it's
such pride, making cash just to survive.
You can hear he's just a kid,
yeah.
You know?
Race and grade and judge always other folks.
Kind of had an emo feel to it. Emo was kind of...
Feel that way. Don't you know, it never stops. Try to please the world and beat the ticking clocks. But I'm not letting it happen this time. No, no, because we're giving our bail. And we should bail.
What do you think? Your thoughts? Like, hearing even the evolution kind of his sound.
I still am impressed, but I'm still not drawn into him for whatever reason. Mm. But I'm very impressed because he's obviously very passionate and has something to say. Like, you know, as a songwriter, you write because you have something that needs to come out of you. And he has obviously like this passionate poetry that comes out of him. And he can pair it with like the talent of having an ability to play various instruments and also sing, which is just incredible. So... Like, you can't not be impressed with somebody like that.
Cool. Maybe it's a nostalgia thing.
It could be.
I like that a lot.
Was that the one that you liked?
Well, no, I definitely remember listening to that whole album, so.
Okay. Well, I love the album cover of Hello, Good Friend. It's adorable.
It really is.
Did you see it?
Yes.
It's like.
Oh, yes. He's just a kid.
I loved it. It was the era when you would like take the pomade and you would swirl your hair and its spikes all over your head.
Wait, that's done?
Yeah. It might be coming back. We don't know. All right. So while Aaron and I decide on which album we want to hear one more song from on today's episode of Shoe the Doe's New Music Digest, we're going to listen to the tune du jour. This is a song from an album that Chef BDG has selected just for us to hear today while we decide.
It's called Joyful Noise. It features Flame, who I love, Lecrae, who I love, and John Riley.
Well, it's By Flame featuring Lecrae and John Riley.
Okay. I just know they're like, all together. It's on an album that is just a whole bunch of compilation album.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense then.
So, okay. Yeah, the album's called Our World Redeemed, and this song is called Joyful Noise.
Oh, I know this one.
Do you?
Yeah, I actually watched a video on why this song is controversial.
Yeah.
Oh, this is interesting. Yep, it's in the notes. Yeah. Do you know what this is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years.
This is an old song, though, right? Like, I feel like I was listening to this song years ago.
Mm-hmm. This song is 11 years old.
Yeah.
But it just netted Flame a cool $2.78 million.
Right. Because Katy Perry copied it.
Because apparently, according to the courts, Katy Perry's Dark Horse mirrors this one enough that it is that she.
I wondered why.
It.
I wondered why this one was. I was like, I know this song. Like, that's funny. Yeah, it's interesting if you read up on the case as well, because they very, very much say that it's not only possible but likely that she had heard this song before, and the writers of the song, because there's several people mentioned in the lawsuit. Had heard this song before and used something very close to its structure.
Without reference or permission.
Yeah.
So, and that happens a lot in music. It's like one of those things where you know that it's all being borrowed from something, which mm-hmm. is why when I write songs, or even like when I want to write, you know, a book or a short story or something, I like knowing that I haven't had a lot of influence, because then it's just coming from me, but mm-hmm. it's still impossible. You're influenced by something. But in cases like this where, I mean, it went to a court and they said it was that's really interesting. Good choice, BDG. Look at you bringing the drama to the program today.
Parallel thought is a real thing. People can have the same idea, but the court's job is to figure out if that's more or less likely. And in this case, they sided with Flame.
So he got a few million dollar.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to be choosing one more song from our favorite album today. We heard from Skillet. We heard from Caravan Palace and The Rocket Summer. Aaron?
This one's easy for me. I want to hear another Caravan Palace song.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Are you surprised?
Like, nope.
Are you going to argue for Skillet or The Rocket Summer?
No, I feel like I kind of know. Well, I would potentially go to Rocket Summer, because there's so much talent there that yeah. I sort of want to know if there would be a song that would connect with me, and sure. I'm really curious about that one.
Sure.
But the Caravan Palace had three songs that I was really enjoying.
Yeah.
The third one, not as much, but three that I was really enjoying, and there's such an interesting vibe there. And I think sometimes when I hear music that comes, like if somebody's from the Netherlands or they're from like Iceland or in this case France, there's just such a unique influence to their music that I'm really yeah. like, oh, that's just different. So yeah, let's listen to one. This one's called Melancholia.
All right, here it is.
I remember, Lord. Remember, Lord. Come along. Well, driving my 50, I see no line on my way. Nothing to say. Yes, I'm feeling guilty.
It's definitely a little more ethereal.
I'm losing ground anyway. I'm setting up my own shame. Bring me back my old flame, or I'll be long gone. Love me, world. Just not getting used to all the things I push through. I feel unplugged, no more words.
I was up ahead, no one could have chased me.
I'm ready for something else in this song. I'm ready for whatever the next movement is.
Like that? Is that what you wanted? Little monkey sound? So this feels like one of those slow cruise songs in a movie,
yeah.
You know, where your friends are just kind of hanging out the window, just nodding their heads slowly.
It's a summertime jam. It's definitely much more distinctively hip-hop than anything we've heard from
them. Yeah. Well, then that makes almost every song was different from a different influence.
That's a saxophone with an effect on it, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I'm a little disappointed.
Aww.
But this happened last time, too, where we picked and we're like, oh, that didn't go.
That's gonna happen.
But I want to hear the fifth song. And that's the sign of an album that is intriguing.
Well, too bad! bad.
Too bad.
We don't do that here.
Hey, we want to thank you guys so much for listening to Shoe the Dough, specifically to this New Music Digest. And just a quick shout out to those who are still listening to the New Music Digest feed. We did our own podcast for a little while. Now we're just putting the main episodes into the podcast feed. So if you haven't had a chance to check out the full show, Shoe the Dough, you should maybe come over to that one and check
it out. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We've got New Music Digest and Peruse the News and just these different styles of show we do on Shoe the Dough that do have their own feed as well for people that just want those style episodes. So,
and we do appreciate you guys are still listening to those feeds, but we are more active on the Shoe the Dough feed. And again, that's Shoe the Dough. If you don't know, check the show notes. Wow.
It's really impressive.
That was kind of talent.
You should be in Caravan Palace.
I should.
I love how you put your own effects on your voice. It's amazing. If you want to connect with us, you can email us as well. feedback@shoethedough.com should work. I'm just imagining how wonderful this sounds over our already existing theme song that's playing in the background.
Oh no, I didn't think about that.
Which, by the way, thank you so much to the person who wrote that amazing theme song.
Yeah, his name is Boobs McGee. Chris Tilley, you're awesome. We appreciate you so much.
And we appreciate you as well for checking it out. As always, you can check out more at studiodna.media of the different podcasts that are on the network. And we'll be back with another episode soon.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.